97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Edgewater Haven Nursing Home in Port Edwards may see some changes coming around the end of this year. Wood County Board Chair Lance Plimmel tells WFHR the county board has long determined that the nursing facility needs to be maintained.
So we've made a commitment over the years that we will use tax levy to fund that facility, to make up the shortfall between the funding we get either private pay or Medicaid, for instance.
The county is exploring a plan to convert one wing of Edgewater Haven from full-time nursing care into assisted living, where residents would receive help with daily activities while maintaining greater independence. Plimmel says this move would better serve the community and help keep families together.
It kind of opens it up to more people. It changes the type of room you need, which to some extent looks a little bit more like an apartment when you're all done. But then you do have the ability to move into the skilled nursing areas if you're going to need that, and you're at the same place.
Plimmel says the board will make decisions on this project closer to the end of 2026.
We're in a planning stage where we're looking at, you know, how we can do that, how we can do it financially, make it fiscally responsible. And so I never know if those will pass when we get there.
He said it's difficult to look ahead 5 or 10 years.
The easy stuff's tomorrow. I need to plow the snow, or there's a pothole. Those are the simple fixes, the easy ones, we go out and do it. The toughest part is to look ahead 5 years, 10 years and say, what is it we're going to need at that point in time? And then how are we going to fund it? So, you know, as a board, that's kind of where we're looking all the time.
The next Wood County Board of Supervisors meeting is January 20th at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. Gas prices have risen over 11 cents per gallon over the past week, the average across the state landing at $2.51 on Monday. This is 2.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 28 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw little change over the last week, though Wisconsin was one of several price-cycling states that experienced a notable jump. Officials at Gas Buddy say the good news is that after prices rise in these markets, they'll often fall for a week or longer afterwards. The situation in Venezuela, while dominating headlines, is too recent to show any measurable impact on what people are paying at the gas pump. Gas Buddy officials say it would likely take years to see a meaningful increase in oil output there. Gas prices remain seasonally lower, however, oil prices are inching higher, and the national average could see limited increases in the near future. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. This program is aimed to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with a goal of a 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, equipment, installation, and more. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, up to $50,000. You can find out more at datcp.wi.gov. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding snowmobile operators to be extra careful on the ice. January 10th through the 18th is International Snowmobile Safety Week. Ice conditions can be unpredictable with fluctuating temperatures, and no ice is ever completely safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but local bait shops, fishing clubs, and outfitters do. The DNR also urges snowmobilers to ride sober. Not only is it illegal, but it also puts you and your passengers and others enjoying winter sports at risk. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Tourism Development Grant Program is now open, with grant awards of up to $2,500. The grant program is designed to assist community-focused organizations to develop interactive, hands-on experiences, events, attractions, or amenities that encourage overnight stays and increase local business activity. Grant applications will be accepted through February 28th. They must be submitted online, by email, or in person at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau office on the corner of Jackson Street and 2nd Street North. You can find more information at visitwisrapids.com. McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids has several special events this week. On Wednesday, Dallahan will be holding an evening concert at 7 p.m. in the Fine Arts Center. They traverse music styles and countries of the world in an entertaining live show. On Thursday, you can hear an honest and engaging talk from former PBS host Inga Orth. She'll share her journey from burnout to breakthrough in the All-Purpose Room on January 15th from 6:30 to 7:30. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt, it's one of the best guys and people, like as a person, I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation. But Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, a few flurries possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows down into the teens. Much colder on Wednesday, partly sunny, highs only in the upper teens.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.